All right, welcome to this week's episode of our Shopmaker podcast. The idea behind the Shopmaker podcast, to remind you, is how important mindset is in everything that you do. It's not just about sports. It's not just about the athletes. It's really about you, the business owner, the manager, showing up and delivering and being the best you every day. And we really believe that that comes down to mindset. So this week's episode is all about game day, right? And I think if we look from, you know, an athlete perspective, I know Chris is a boxer, I played golf. I mean, as you develop in sports, right, this becomes a really important element is what is your preparation? What do you do to make sure from the moment you enter the ring, enter the course, that you are there 100%? And I think what we forget in business is it's the same thing. Right? If you look at it, I mean, I did all that for amateur golf. We didn't make a dollar, right? So this is your most valuable asset, and your mindset and your ability to show up every day really does make a difference to your team, and it makes a difference to your bottom line. So let's talk about what we think some of that preparation and treating it like a game day would look like.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into, you know, whether it's a shift in a restaurant or, you know, building a great team for your company. Right. And, you know, if you look at the sports, I mean, the owner starts with how to build a great team, right? How are they going to do that? Is it through drafting players? Well, for a restaurant, is it maybe promoting from within, whether it's servers or line cooks to manager positions? You know, and maybe in sports, it's free agents. Well, maybe there's just no one on your team to fill that next position, whether it's a general manager, executive chef, and you have to go outside of your operation to have a great team.
Yeah. Well, and I think the other part of that is, even if, right, we know, right, the last 3 years have been really hard, we know you might not have the best team. Right? You might be showing up to the game that you might not win, right? It may not be the best. But how do we make sure that you show up every day regardless and not show your team some of that stress that you might be feeling or some of the bigger things that you're dealing with, and really making sure that they see the best you? And I think that's where, from a sports analogy, there's so much to learn from, right? If you look at some of the best coaches in the game, some of the best leaders in the game, I mean, I like to use Bill Belichick, right? I mean, Bill Belichick shows up as Bill Belichick.
We can think of some other ones too, though.
Right. But like him or hate him, he shows up every game as him, right? Like, there's no deviation. Whatever's going on in his personal life, like, he's been married several times, but I'm sure it's not always roses over there. Right. But he is him. He's got the outfit. I mean, even thinking about, like, what do you wear, right? Like, what do you, when people see you as the owner or the leader of your team, like, everything down to what you're wearing, how you're carrying yourself, what you're doing, right? You're standing at the soda stand, you know, or are you there on a mission and leading that team? And that's where I think Belichick and some of these other guys are great examples.
Oh, man, he's okay. You want to go, you know, Yankees, there's 27, maybe 30 World Series, Steinbrenner. You know, here's a leader. Here's a leader, you know.
But another one, who he was Steinbrenner every day.
And he was there every day.
Yeah.
He didn't take a day off. He was there. He was seen. He was active with the team. You know, a lot of owners don't do that, but he did. You know?
Yeah.
Coach, right? Belichick, he's a coach. He should be out there on the field.
Yeah.
Owner doesn't have to be there every day.
Yeah.
He could be off on a yacht, flying. He was there working it every single day. He was what a leader should be.
Yeah, and he had high expectations for his team, which I also think is important, because some of the interviews I've seen, like at A-Rod, I think, and even in Jeter, I mean, they talk about him, and they knew what was expected of them.
Yeah.
And they delivered. Like, it wasn't in a bad way. I mean, I think they say it with a lot of respect.
He pushed them.
Yeah.
He pushed them to be the best they could be. And that's something he said one time when I was watching an interview. He didn't say, you know, we're going to be a great business, we're going to be the best we could be. Each individual player is going to be the best they could be. And only equal to, I don't know, what, 30 or more World Series? I don't even know where they're at now.
Yeah.
They have so many.
Yeah.
You know, he was just a great leader.
Yeah. And I think that's also the other element is, we're not saying, you know, in this labor environment, right, it's really hard to find managers, really hard to retain talent. Yeah. I don't think the answer is always being easier on your team, right? In some cases, they actually respond better to expectations and, you know, moving the team forward and really making sure everybody's showing up every day.
Yeah. I'll just tell you from experience that, you know, showing up every day is important. You have to put the work in continuously. So when I boxed, I put the work in. You know, you knew you had a fight 6 weeks before, 2 months before. You worked. You worked that whole time. No matter what was going on in your life. You didn't have to shut it out for one day. I had to shut it out for every day. Went into the gym. You start sparring. You're working out. If you're not focused on that, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Right? So it was a focus. I focused on that the whole way. The night of the fight, I never worried. I was never scared. I never worried. I knew I did everything I could possibly do to be a success.
Yeah.
And that's the same way approach I take in business. When I ran restaurants, I did my work. I was prepared. And I made sure the people around me did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, get it right. You know, we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
Yeah.
And that's how, and that's why even a bit, I'm never worried. I know the decision I make is the right decision because I thought about it. I put the work in. I learned about it. I educated myself. That's what I think you need to do.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, like, you know, coming from boxing or, you know, golf too, it's an individual sport. So you quickly learn you don't need to be like everybody else, right? You need to be you and make sure that you work in the environment, that, you know, and in golf, like, you fit at the next level, of course, but you still want to do it as you. It's your game. It's your preparation. It's your goal and making sure that you deliver on that result. And I think the same is true in business, right? Like, one leader doesn't have to be like another leader, right? You don't have to be like the guy down the street. You are you, and finding what your leadership style is, your delivery, what works to make sure that that's working for your team is so important.
Yeah, like I said, it was individual sports when you guys are playing. It's kind of like the owner being on stage, the kind of said earlier, they're being watched at all times. So
yeah.
That people, whether it's a server, customer, or manager, they are watching at all times. Like I said, from what they're wearing to how they're acting on the phone, talking to somebody else. And that's all going to translate to how they see that person. And then on the shift, I mean, like I said, they walk in, maybe the plan didn't go exactly how you want it to go. It doesn't mean I have to make some kind of crazy decision on that shift. Maybe it is working that it's going to be a new team. I need to make changes to what's going on. Or maybe it was just a bad shift and it happened. There was call outs or whatever. And I think it's kind of taking all the information in and then deciding after how you need to go with that information.
One of the big things we talk about, especially during halftime, adjustments.
Yeah.
You have to make those adjustments. You know, running a restaurant is no different than running a team. It's adjustments. You know, you see something's not going well, make that adjustment. You know, don't be afraid to make it mid-service because you want that service to be the best it possibly could be. That's not something you wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? Some businesses you can. So I'm not going to disrupt it right now. You know, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Right.
But in this world, you can't. You have to call it out right away and make that adjustment and get it right.
Yeah. And the other thing I think about being the leader that works for you, that works for your life, that it's so important that you make sure that you have a vision of what that looks like. But I think there's a misconception out there right now about the idea that, well, once I'm the owner and I own the business, I don't have to be here. Right? Like, I'm just going to go. I'm going to go to the lake for like a week. I'll see you guys later. Right? Like,
right.
I don't think that really works. Like, Belichick's there every day. Simon is there every day. You know, and it's not that you have to be there on the day sweating it on the line, but there is an image you are setting for your team.
Yeah.
And like Scott said, people are watching. And I think some of what we might be seeing in our culture, if we feel like the culture isn't there, it could very well be that they're not seeing you as the leader that you could be.
And look at the sports references. I mean, look at like a Mark Cuban, a Mavericks, right? He might not be your traditional owner. I don't think he wears suits like Steinbrenner.
Right.
And he's, you know, he's coming out and he's sitting courtside at the bench with a t-shirt on a lot of times.
Yeah.
So it might not be the look, but like Jan just said, he's showing up every day. He's there. I mean, most times when I turn on a game and Dallas is playing, he's there. On the road sometimes, at home, he's behind the bench. So I think the team knows he's supporting them, he's there, and he doesn't want to be like the other owners. That was kind of his goal, is I'm going to be, I think, kind of like a fan, but I'm going to be an owner, but this is how we're going
to
do it.
Right. And that's perfect, right? You don't have to be like everyone else.
Yeah.
Belichick's not, Cuban's not, and that's changing in the sports world now. More people are being themselves. You don't see as many suits.
Yeah.
Right? They're a little more relaxed, and they're more into it, and they're more involved. So, and I think the teams that you see that these owners, coaches are involved as much as they are the successful ones.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's even in your restaurant. If you're not present, then who's the guy that's, you know, driving everything? It's someone that doesn't own it. It's someone that may not care. Yeah, they may, but they may not.
Yeah.
Unless you're there, you won't know. Right?
Yeah.
So you need to be in the building. You need to be the one that's setting that standard and having everybody follow, you know, your standards.
Yeah. And that's where I think it comes down to mindset and expectation, right? Like, as the owner, if you have 1, 2, 3 locations, what is your expectation of what that owner looks like, right? You've literally created something that didn't exist before, right? Chances are you created this concept, you went from 1 to 3. So I think this is a great time to kind of take a step back and assess, if I were from the outside looking in, what is the expectation of that owner, right? And chances are you're going to be a better owner if you are, you know, acknowledge what those expectations are. And it might be 40 hours a week. It might be 50 hours a week.
Right.
You can still have balance, right? We're not saying don't go see your kid's Little League game. We're not saying don't be there for the holidays.
Right.
Like, that's not what we're saying. But we are saying we have to be realistic with what that looks like. And if you want to own 3, 5 locations, you want 5, 10, $15 million organizations, there's an expectation to that person. And that's what I think we need to think about and kind of use some of these great leaders that we talked about as good examples.
I think the big thing you have to realize, it's still a job.
Right.
Just because you're growing, you know, you grew because you worked hard. It was a job to you, right? You, maybe the job could change. You could get a little more, you know, freedom here and there, but you still have to know your employees.
Uh-huh.
You still have to know your managers. You still have to watch your finances. So the job doesn't change. It just changes in the way you do it.
Yeah.
All right. And in, unless you are looking just for, you know, get out of jail free card and go to the beach every day, it's the wrong business.
Right.
And maybe your role's changing your operation, right?
Right.
Maybe at the early on you were the GM, you were of your sole location, and you walked every day, and yeah, you were bussing tables and you were washing dishes. And maybe as you got more locations, you became maybe like a district manager or area director or whatever. So you might not be as hands-on shift to shift, but you still have to be in your business, part of your business, in your new role. If you're the area director, who's developing your GMs?
Right.
That's what I think we see a lot of times is as the owner moves up, they were really good at the role they were doing, but maybe they're not as good as developing their next person on how to have a good mindset, how to have a good plan.
Right.
And that's where their overall operation lacks leadership because of they capped out of.
And they're not performing their job correctly.
Right.
Right. It all starts at the top. You know, of course, the guy under him is not going to perform the job correctly if the guy up here isn't.
Right.
So, you know, you moved up. Okay, so you're not the GM anymore of your one location. You have 2 now. So now you're more like a district manager.
Right.
Yeah.
You still have to work. You have a job.
Yeah.
You have to be present. You do everything you were doing just times 2 now.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the reward that you have 2 restaurants now.
Right. And it's not a bad thing, but I would agree. I would argue that you're going to be happy in your life, you're going to be more fulfilled in your life if you just acknowledge, okay, I'm in this new role, right? Google, AI it, like whatever you call it,
right?
What are those new expectations? Again, if outside looking in, what does that look like?
Yep.
And then, you know, being honest with the fact that these are skills you're going to learn, let's work on them, let's develop it, you know, let's shotmaker it, right? Like, we know we have to get better every day. If we want our business to have a better bottom line every day, we as leaders have to get better every day too. And I think it starts with that acknowledgement of what is the expectation? How are you showing up every day?
Right.
And if you don't feel like you have all the skills, that's okay, right? Like, there's
a lot
of resources, one Google click away, that could get you some of these things that you need to develop in your new role.
Absolutely. It's today's technology, get whatever you need, right? You just have to look for it. But then once you get it, you know, use it.
Right.
That means it's not that hard. But as you step up and you grow your business, you know, you still just need, you know, bottom line, just stay involved.
Yeah.
Run your role. Let everybody else run their roles. Make sure they do it, but run your role.
Yeah. And show up just like you did before.
So, yeah. Showing up's half the battle.
Yeah. So for our, you know, homework assignment this week, I think it's a fun one. What we really want you to do is find your avatar, right? Find your, we'll use sports, avatar out there, right? Like, so for me, if I was to say, I want to be like Belichick, I think I could find someone better.
We
but
know that.
They're green. It's bad. But, you know, like, what would be your avatar? And really kind of looking at, because sometimes I think visually, right, like I knew this from golf, sometimes just seeing that, it helps you see a much clearer path without beating yourself up for things you're not doing, but just saying, hey, I want to be more like Belichick. Belichick does this every day.
Right.
I'm going to start doing this every day. And not looking backwards, but really looking at, like, how do I get better every day or every week? So what were some, you know, do you guys have any other avatar examples you could think of?
Oh, I'd give you, I don't know how much of American knows him, but Ed Snyder of the Flyers was definitely one of mine. You know, we won the Stanley Cup back-to-back years. I think it was 73, 74, 74, 75. But I think they were expansion team in 1967. So to win a Stanley Cup that quick and to be as dominant as they were was, you know, impressive. So he had a big effect on me, and his work ethic was something I always looked at.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Mark Cuban. You know what I mean? both NBA and in business, he's done pretty well.
Done
so
okay.
I'm going to just kind of stick
okay.
with that.
He's
you
done
know,
okay.
I like yeah. being in a t-shirt and sitting courtside,
yeah.
so I don't need to be in an owner's box with a suit. I'm very happy on his dress code, and I think he's done all right in both avenues. So
I like that. All right. All right, so find your own, make it you, right? Have fun with it. Be the leader you want to be. So you want to enjoy going to work every day.
Be a role model.
Be a role model. All right, thank you. We will see you guys on next week's episode.